Looking down, I have to say sort of half the shops are operational, half are not. And I'm joined by...
Claire Hogg from Love Langdon.
And what's the whole thing about Love Langdon? What's this about?
It started up at the end of 2012, really, when the local churches sort of saw the state of the shopping centre and its future was very uncertain, and they decided to try and do what they could to improve it for local people in the time that it had left.
Now, behind us is a great big gap. You remember something else being behind us?
Yes, there used to be much more shops and some office space that was here as well, and some of that was knocked down. So we're kind of in an in-between stage of having sort of a building site at one end of rubble and half the shops filled on the other side.
We walk along past some of the shops. We've actually got a bit of graffiti. Now, I have to say, this is graffiti that looks as though it's got an artistic hand on it. Is this something that Love Langdon's encouraged?
When Love Langdon started their work just doing general maintenance, none of us were particularly artistic. We could paint railings and we could paint sort of shop fronts, but we couldn't make anything beautiful. And local graffiti artists were amazing in that they came forward, were willing to give up their time. We provided some of the money. They provided a lot of the paint of their own accord, and there was Brave Art and the Disability Inclusion Society and other local graffiti artists who were willing to come and give their artistic abilities to make the place look nicer.
What's been the reaction of people?
We've had so much positive feedback from people who approach us whilst we're doing the work and who put positive comments on our Facebook page, and are just pleased to see some care being taken of the centre. Local people feel quite neglected, and I think they just appreciate the fact that people seem to actually care. We've got everyone. We've got the Church of England, we've got the Catholic Church, we've got independent churches, got Baptist churches, and there's been people from all the different churches working together to make the difference around here.
Where's the future with this?
The future is just trying to keep the place looking better. So we hope to put in more flower troughs, do some more bedding plants around the war memorial, and continue making the place look a bit nicer. But also there's a hope for a community hub to happen here, and that some of the disused units could be used by the local community just to meet some of the needs that there are in this area.
I've moved to really opposite Langdon Library and down to the war memorial, and I'm joined by...
Leanne Swainland.
What have you physically done down here?
When we first started on the project, it was literally just shrubs and weeds, and it was so overgrown. So all of last summer, we spent the entire summer just cutting shrubs down and trying to create a bit of a flower bed.
The war memorial itself is a splendid war memorial.
We had two or three up services down here because of the centenary, so people want to see it looking nice.
What would you like if you were able to influence what's going to happen to this whole area?
It would be lovely to have like a youth housing scheme, daycare centres, mental health services, even a mother care unit would be absolutely great.
Where do people go at the moment for such services?
It's all very centred around Basildon Town Centre, which still costs money to get into and is still sort of over half hour's walk.
There is a health centre here.
It's very, very busy. They try to do everything in the health centre.
As a group of churches, you continue to work on this project. Would you say a prayer by the War Memorial for the future of the project and Langdon itself?
Father God, we just want to thank you that Langdon is precious to you, Lord, and that the people of Langdon are precious to you. And we just pray that you will help us to reach out into the community to demonstrate your love, Lord. Give us wisdom as we go through uncertain times of not knowing exactly what's going to happen to the centre, and just give us guidance so that we know how to serve these people that you love so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been in the area many years and seen a change of this shopping centre.
Real change, you know, sort of any shop in the town was here, but now there's like the two second-hand places and it all floods, and you can't walk from one side to the other. You've got to walk, come back again and walk where there isn't any drains, and it's really awful.
I'd like to see a few more local shops like there used to be, because you can still see that there's loads of local people that still shop here, that they haven't really got anything here now.
Well, I've now moved into the Joker pub and I'm with the landlady.
My name is Kyla.
And how long have you had this pub?
I've had it for about 2 months.
What would you like to see happen in this area?
More shops being opened, and maybe that will result in more people coming to the area. It's making it a more happier place to be.
So you see this is a bit of a community hub?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
God gave us hope. He gave us Christ as hope. We live in hope that if not that God can do something, then God can grant us the power to do things for ourselves. I suppose the greatest hope you can ever have as a follower of Christ is the blessed hope of the glorious return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ died to save our world. He died so that we can have all the beauties that the world possesses today. When something such as a shopping centre is neglected in the way that it has been, we as Christians are able to pick things up and do things for ourselves.